The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live.
We'll give you the telephone numbers here momentarily. Because you can call in about what's on your mind. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we're going to start with a story out of Virginia where there was a father that shot a video of himself boxing his 17-year-old son. He posted the video on Facebook, and I wanted to play part of the video because at the beginning, the father explains why he, you know, told his son, put on the gloves, and then, you know, proceeded to teach his son a lesson.
To wail on him.
Whoop him.
Whoop him, whoop him.
However, within the first couple of seconds of the video, there were some words that could not be said on broadcast radio. And, well, I didn't have time to go through and edit those words out, so I will tell you the story from Fox 5 DC. A Virginia father who shot a video of himself boxing his 17-year-old son and posting it on social media is facing charges in the case, and Fox 5 has learned that the boy has been removed from his father's house amid the investigation. Tavis Sellers told Fox 5 he was disciplining his son while also teaching him how to defend himself, but many questioned whether what he did was discipline or abuse. And I want to pause here to say that I've watched the video, and I'm still not sure if what I saw was discipline or abuse.
Or was it all just staged?
Damn it, Conan. Why is it that you think everything's a damned conspiracy?
All right, as far as people bringing their own video to the table, it's all about the celebrity, the 5 minutes of celebrity. It could have been, you know, hey, this father and son are always joking around and boxing each other. And, you know, hey, wouldn't it be fun to make a neat little 30-second video?
Can you imagine the hits we'd get? How many clicks?
Okay, exactly. It's not a 3-second video. It's a 6-minute video. And the blood gushing out of the son's nose at the end of the video isn't fake.
Don't some of your wrestler guys get banged up sometimes by accident? The chair hits them just the wrong way, and then they're bleeding all over the place, or they break a leg or an arm or a collarbone? Huh? Yeah, they're all acting, but sometimes things happen.
I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but I think we have to recognize today that that's a possibility.
That's right.
So, continue, please, Daryl.
Please tell us.
No,
tell us.
Conan completely threw me off. Conan. All right, so 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Call in and see if Conan will think anything actually exists.
You know there are alternative motives, and I'm looking for them, especially when it's on YouTube.
This was not on YouTube.
I'm Facebook. Even more.
This was a video that the guy put up on Facebook, and you honestly think, Conan, guy wanted his son removed from the house?
I haven't even seen
the video. This guy wanted to wind up getting arrested or possibly arrested for abusing his son?
Listen, these things blow up. We talked about a story, Mark and I, a couple of months ago, where a lady put duct tape on her dog's mouth, and then guess what she did with it? She posted it on Facebook. She thought it was a neat idea, and it blew up. She didn't realize how many dog lovers are out there. Same thing could have happened. These guys might fight all the time, and say, "Hey, let's put one of our fights on the tubes and see what happens," and blows up.
And the other thing that people may not consider is when they do put something like this on Facebook, the government, the state may react in unexpected ways.
Yeah,
we say.
Like take your son away.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
they might have a great relationship, and this might be just this one time where something got out of control.
Or it may be exactly what the story says it is.
Yeah, he could be a stepdad, and he hates his kid, and hey, I'm gonna do some learning on my kid.
Right, so my statement remains factual that what I saw, I don't know if it was discipline or abuse. because it was one of those things of it's not something that I would ever do. And
well, there are some who would say any type of physical discipline
right.
is a form of abuse.
Right.
And the kids just don't learn from it. And my girl, she moved out last fall. She's, you know, doing the thing. I think I might have spanked her like 3 times in her whole life. And you know what? She didn't pick up anything from it. She did not learn from the process. And I think some kids, you know, a little physical pain, and they might pick up on it right away. But some kids just don't learn, and it backfires, and they actually knuckle under, and it creates more problem in the long run.
Right. And the father does tell him, I'm going to teach you a lesson, and you're going to learn to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like the whole time he's hitting him, he says, you got to keep your hands up or I'm going to knock you the F out.
So I haven't seen the video, but did the kid put on the gloves willingly? I mean, was it put on the gloves?
I don't know how willingly it is when your father says, I'm going to teach you a lesson, put on the gloves.
Right. But did he like run to the other room?
He walked in like sheepishly from another room.
Okay. Okay. So it doesn't sound like he was really looking forward to it.
Right. It wasn't right. One of these things of, okay, Dad, I'm going to beat you up. It was, I don't want to do this.
Right.
And I know this is going to hurt.
You know, I grew up with some neighbors, two sons and a couple of daughters, and this is the treatment that they received. It was all, they would get knocked around whenever they messed up. And I don't know how well one ended up committing suicide at age 20-ish. And you know, it's this doesn't work out in the long run. This is not the way to do business. And but I've seen this firsthand. You know, and probably you too, Daryl, down in the South with the, you know, a lot of hillbilly hicks. You know, and they've got a different form of taking care of their kids. They believe in that good old hell and hellfire treatment.
I don't believe it's regional, but it's definitely generational. You know, but it was not too long with the standard mantra in every household in the country was spare the rod, spoil the child.
Right.
It was, so that was how, just that's part how of was how in. Generations were raised.
Right. And we'll get back into this. And I do want both of you to watch the video. It's, you know, like I say, a couple minutes long. So hopefully you'll have time, you know, between segments here. But we are going to jump to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know, last night we had a red light violation, which ended in death. They ran a red light on a Sooner at 50 miles an hour, and they hit him so hard that he got thrown out of the car, and he got killed. And you know,
who was it?
Yeah.
Who was it that struck at the red light? Was it a cop?
No, it was just like a regular crazy driver. That they run red lights here all the time. Like, you know, but it doesn't usually end in death. But once, like every 1,000th time you do it, it does end in fatalities like this. So it's just like a regular crazy driver, and you know. They usually say, well, I run red lights all the time, and what's the difference? And this time it winds up killing somebody.
Yeah, what is your solution to these types of accidents? More red lights? More penalties for people who run red lights?
Well, usually my sister got a $500 red light camera ticket in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good incentive to keep stop. You know, she hates those.
Did the camera show up in court to testify?
Well,
maybe the red light camera specialist who watches the.
Can I confront my accuser in a court of law? Can I question the red light camera?
Well, here's the thing. I want to say something. We have no red light cameras at all. So you guys live in the New Hampshire. You do still have red light cameras. Some of them, right?
No, we don't.
You know, I'll tell you one thing that we have here in New Hampshire that really, really works, and they're called traffic circles, rotundas, whatever you want to call them.
Roundabouts. Roundabouts are amazing, and there's no red lights in the middle of a roundabout. Sarah, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some Dinovite. Go online and order it. Dinovite.com. Dinovite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of Dinovite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. Dinovite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the father that may have crossed the line in what he calls disciplining his son. But you know who did not cross the line? Mom. Because, well, mom wasn't in this video, but specifically your mom. And you need to be thankful for that. And you need to show mom how much you love her. And you can do that by giving her Sherry's berries. These things are absolutely amazing. They are huge, fresh strawberries dipped in white chocolate, milk chocolate, or dark chocolate, topped with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, or signature swizzles. They are huge, fresh, juicy, and delicious. And you can actually pick the delivery date. So mom's not going to be at home on Mother's Day, which is Sunday. Well, get them delivered on Saturday or the day after with a, sorry, mom, they're not late. I just knew you weren't home yesterday card. You can double the berries, get them starting at $19.99, or you can double the berries for just $10 more when you go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in code FTL as in Free Talk Live. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter code FTL. And this is a limited time offer. Mother's Day is this weekend, so make sure to order now. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ralph calling in from New Jersey.
Yeah,
Ralph,
yeah.
Jump up on your one-trick pony and go ahead and do that trick.
Which is what? Well, you know by now that, you know, this man Obama has some kind of like a satanic influence about him, in that, you know, he marches in lockstep with Satan, number one. He takes his marching order from Satan, number two. But it is, you know, the great Satan who unleashed the black plague upon this country in the form of Obama.
Hey, Ralph.
Yes.
Isn't great Satan the United States? Isn't that what most of the Arab country calls us? So you're saying the great Satan is going to rain down terror on itself.
Well, to put it in full circle, he did, you know, make a deal with, you know, Iran. Well, that leaves, I don't want any doubt, you know, to linger in anyone's mind regarding this animal Obama, who, you know, because of his satanic influence, would make a fool of himself and, you know, carry on with his foolishness, such as when we see with the White House press dinner. That is, you know, in my opinion, in living color and, you know, a minstrel show.
Hey, one quick question. I've never asked you this, and I don't know if you've ever said, but out of Trump, Hillary, or whatever libertarian.
Bernie. Yeah, Bernie's still around.
Well, that's
who is the
true.
Next? Who's the next great Satan to take the race?
I want to know who Ralph is supporting.
Good question.
It would be Trump. The last one standing is Trump. You see.
So you would vote Republican regardless of who the nominee is?
Well, I mean, you know.
You're okay with Trump.
Of course. I used to put the good word out about this man Trump over here in Jersey. It goes like this. Go, Trump, go deliver us from Obama and make America great again. Now,
how long have you been saying that?
Did he get that from you?
Or we can say a little prayer, you know.
That should have been Trump's campaign slogan: "Is oh Trump, deliver us from the great Satan, deliver us from evil."
Rumor has it that Trump does listen to this show, so he may very well have got it from Ralph from New Jersey.
God of our weary years, deliver us from Obama and bring stability and order in America again.
Ralph, thank you for the call. We go to Parker in Washington. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So I called you maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago about a couple of traffic trials that I was going to go through. I did the one yesterday. One of
what were the charges?
So in the one that I did yesterday, it was expired tabs. And
okay.
Another one that is this coming Wednesday, it was speeding and driving continuously in a passing lane. Now, as you may remember from a few weeks ago, but possibly not, because you guys get a lot of calls, I was going to try and challenge the jurisdiction by the court, of the court, by forcing them to answer which jurisdiction they're going to try me.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Well, what happened was...
Civil or criminal, right?
Exactly. And what took me by surprise a little bit was that the judge said that it was a civil case. But what I didn't understand was, and I tried to get dismissed because the officer wasn't there and there was no injured party present, nor was there any sworn statement by an injured party. He denied that motion.
Was this the actual trial, or was this a pre-trial arraignment type of situation?
I originally went in to mitigate, but I decided on the spot I wanted to strike from the record any previous pleas and withdraw said pleas and contest my case.
Mm-hmm.
And
so was this your scheduled trial, or was this a scheduled pretrial sort of thing?
This would have been a mitigation where the judge would have heard my case, heard why I didn't have my tabs renewed, and then presumably he would have dropped the fine to a lower amount.
Okay.
So what happened was he denied my motion to have it dismissed, and I was going to try and ask questions, but he said, I don't have to answer your questions. And so I tried at this, you might laugh a little bit at this, but I tried to read a little bit out of the Constitution of No Authority by Lysander Spooner.
Mm-hmm.
And I only got like a few lines in on section 3, and he said, tabs are not attacks, they're something else. It's like, well, what are they then? And then he said, I'm not going to get into a philosophical discussion on what tabs are, and I said, well, I have some questions I'd like to ask you. And then he said, well, I don't have to answer your question. And I said, all right, well, I make a motion to get a continuance. And he said,
all right, hold your thought, Parker, hold your thought, because I definitely want to hear what happened after the judge says, yeah, I don't have to answer anything, don't have to answer at all. We'll hear that and your calls, 855-450-FREE.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. We've got a caller calling in with a court update. He called a couple weeks ago, said he wanted to try some legal theories in court. And, well, he went to court, and he's given us a call, let us know how that's going.
And he's still out, so that's a good thing.
He's not in jail.
He's in custody of the state.
He's not in jail. That's good. We'll get back to him in just a second, but I need to tell you about the movement in healthcare that's happening today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty Health Share is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. Join LHS.com or call 800-722-8041. That's join LHS, as in Liberty Health Share. Join LHS.com or 800-722-8041. Back to Parker. So, Parker, you were saying that you tried asking for a continuance on the case, and the judge said no. You tried asking the judge some questions. He said, I don't have to answer your questions. you then started quoting the Constitution of No Authority by Lysander Spooner, and he said that license plates and the little registration tags are not a tax, it's something else, and that's where you left off.
Yeah, in case this goes a little bit too long and we can't fit this all in, I would like to talk with you guys about this after the show if you guys have time. Getting back to what I was talking about, so I tried to get continuance, and I tried doing all this different stuff that you just said, and none of it worked, and basically I raised my fine, which sucks. It's now like $230-something dollars. Hmm. But here's what I figured out, because I was stressing about it. I was like, how is it that I could possibly be found guilty of a civil case? Here's where it gets interesting. A license is a legal contract between the licensor, the state, and the licensee, you, I, and your listeners. So, and essentially, it makes you an employee of the state. If you look at a corporate logo or a corporate name, Chase Manhattan, U.S. Bank, Bank of America, things like that, and then if you look at your birth certificate, your passport, your driver's license, anything like that, you'll see that all the letters are in full caps or all capital letters. Well, this basically shows that you are a corporation. Your legal name is a fictitious legal entity, meaning that it does not exist.
Did you tell this to the judge? Because we've heard this theory thousands of times. Did you tell this to the judge?
I only found out afterwards. But
so the next time you go to court, Parker, the next time you go to court, tell the judge the whole corporate entity thing and you're not a corporation. Call us back. Let us know what happened.
But according,
thank you
according
for the
to
call.
His information, he became a legal corporation the day that he was born, because his parents went and got him a Social Security number, and he's got the birth certificate, and this whole driver's license thing is just another step in cementing you into the government slavery motive.
Man, I've heard this stuff so many times.
Yeah.
I just have, and it's part of me sitting there goes, but it just never holds up to my own personal scrutiny. I get the sentiment, and the other thing is it's not going to matter worth a hill of beans if there isn't a judge out there that's going to actually go, you know what, you're right,
mm-hmm.
you're right.
Right, and I've yet to hear anybody that has said this thing about the corporation that has used that in court to where it always works. Now, I do know one person that he's used some stuff in one court, and I don't know if it's that the judge has finally, you know, like, gotten tired of him, or if this judge is like, yes, this man speaketh the truth, he knows the secret words, but he winds up getting charges dropped in one court, and I honestly think it's that the judge is like, oh, this guy again? I don't want to deal with it. There's too much paperwork.
Right. And if other people find out about this guy and they do the same exact thing, because that's the way to do it. And, you know, stop taking the plea deal and take every single traffic ticket, every single driving in the parking lane or whatever this guy had done. Take every single one of those, even if you're guilty. Take them to the courts and make them work for their money.
Well,
that's the way I see it. Even if you're, you know, because typically people are like, no, I've got work. You know, I can't take 3 hours off Monday morning to go sit in court for, you know, and find out that I have to come back in, you know, in a month. They just can't do it. They can't afford it. But I mean, if everyone was to do it, it would go away.
It's not even if everyone, if it's 10% of the people wound up saying, I want a trial. It would clog the system.
You think about the last time you had to go to court or last time you were waiting for a court date and how it gets pushed back and because it's too busy and they don't have enough people and they can't get all the cases through in a day. Exactly, Daryl. Think about that. 5%, 10%, it just throws a wrench into the whole mess and it makes them eat their own dog food. I mean, they're the ones that are saying, you know, these laws must be enforced However, regardless of whether there's any justification for them, regardless
if there's any victim,
the right. law is the law, and we must enforce it.
Right, and like the example you used, it might cause some judge to question, and that's a good thing.
Let's think of one of the biggest, and that is alcohol prohibition. The people said no. You know, we're going to keep making alcohol. We're going to make you work for it. You're going to have to come break our stills. You're going to have to come prosecute us. And, you know, and it only lasted, no more than a decade.
13, 14 years.
And it was a dismal failure. The government lost a lot of money in that silly effort. If everyone was to treat parking tickets like they handled alcohol prohibition and just did their own thing because there was no victim except, you know, the poor parking lady. It would go away. They would realize we can't afford to enforce these silly laws. We'll move on to something. Let's just stick to violent criminals, criminals who are actually hurting people. Let's just stick to that because the people want those people taken off the streets.
And speaking of people that were hurting people or possibly hurting people, let's jump back to the story that we started the show on.
Oh, good.
And you guys did get a chance to watch the video.
We did.
Conan, are you still convinced that the video is a hoax, that it never happened?
No. Don't be putting words in my mouth again. I never said it was a hoax. I said it was a sign of the times. It is the individuals taking pictures of what they had for breakfast. It is their 5 minutes of celebrity, and that's what this guy did. His whole opening was so set up and staged.
Mm-hmm.
The kids knew,
staged, meaning he did not punch his son in the face.
No.
The fact that they shot it that to me is the whole point of it.
The whole thing was set up. It was real, like some of your wrestling matches, real to a certain point. But it was set up, and the kid knew what was happening. The dad knew it was going to go on, and I'm thinking it's happened before. Kid was sniffling. He definitely ruptured something in his nose. He had enough blood on his T-shirt.
The dad actually beat the dog snot out of his son.
No, he got a whooping. He got a whooping, and I'm thinking it's happened before. But because he put it on the social medias, the people found out about it, and it blew up.
Right. So you're agreeing that the thing actually happened.
Yes, it happened.
Okay. We'll talk about that and your calls.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did you know that you, as a beautiful, free, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself? You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the individual rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we are moving past this status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous, while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. That's thefreedomline.com/freedom. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ron calling in from Virginia. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I was in court a few years back for a speeding, and I had been studying all this legal theory. So I went in, and also my license, for example, my signature has UCC-1-308, which is basically no prejudice will be brought against me when dealing with any kind of contracts or legal disputes. So I signed.
In layman's terms, what does that mean? So basically you write this UCC something something, and then nobody can do anything to you?
Well, what it means is if I am the benefactor of a contract that I was not aware of, I cannot be held liable or held I don't have any obligation to comply with that contract if I was not aware.
Okay. So and this is U.S. code. Is that what you're saying?
It's UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. The whole theory of legal theory is bound upon this. So I went to court, and I had already signed on my license. I have that signature. I did this years ago. And then so every time I sign anything with the government, I always did the UCC-1-308. Now, it doesn't really have any effect, but that's what my signature is, legal. So So that's how I sign. If I'm signing the doctor's note, I don't do it. So, but, so I go into court, and the first thing the judge asks is, how do you plead? And I say, well, Your Honor, I have some questions regarding the nature of my case, because according to the Constitution, Article, 3, the judge must answer any questions you have being, regarding the action being brought against you. And he's fine, okay, I'll answer your questions. And I said, well, I'm reserved my rights under Uniform Commercial Code. He said, that's fine. And I said, I need to find out, is this a criminal case, being brought against me? And he says, yes. And then I started going through a whole bunch of things like, well, where's the plaintiff? Who's the where's the damages? He goes, well, that's all civil. And I was like, okay, fine. Well, this is not a court of admiralty under maritime law. And when I said that, he got really mad at me, and he said, if you say maritime or admiralty in my courtroom one more time, you will go to jail. And so then I basically knew I was, that legal theory was, bunk. And so I just said, I plead guilty, and he charged me.
All right. Well, why did you plead guilty instead of just making them go through with the trial?
Well, because at the time, to be honest with you, and on reflection, I would say, can I please have a jury trial, because that's what the Constitution guarantees me. But I didn't think about that at the time, because when you have a judge screaming at you, beat red in the face, it kind of unnerves you. So I got a little...
Oh, I completely understand. I've been there. I had a trial one time where I requested a jury trial for a seatbelt ticket in South Carolina, and I wanted to try some of these legal things, and the judge, after about 30 seconds of my, actually probably 10 seconds of my opening statement, dismissed the jury, threatened me with contempt no less than half a dozen times, brought the jury back, and then I was just completely flustered. Mm-hmm. I did get the police officer to admit on the stand that he had no physical evidence to support his claim that I was driving without a seatbelt, but the jury still found me guilty in about 5 minutes.
Mm.
Ron, good call.
Okay. Thanks.
So, yeah, magic words in court, I don't think there really are any.
No, there might be. It's just what you said. It's what both of you guys said. The individual, the judges and the people that are actually in charge know that these things might actually exist, or they just don't want to have their time wasted, and they get flustered themselves, red in the face, start yelling at you.
After they have to deal with it long enough, dealing with you after enough time, I get red in the face and I start yelling.
That's right, but that's part of my strategy, and it might be part of this judge's strategy as well, or just all I have to do is so. I mean, but you've never actually said you would mute my mic. You haven't gone there yet.
I've not gone there yet.
Or change the door code on me so I can't even get into the thing.
I don't know how to change the door code to the LRN studio.
It would be interesting, though, if you could... I'm just imagining just creating like a whole page of references to U.S. laws. And it just... things that don't even have anything to do with the fact that you were speeding.
Mm-hmm.
But just like... throwing them out there like one after the other.
And just
like 30 of them.
Right, and every one, a dozen of them he doesn't even know of, so he's having to get the book out.
U.S. Code, blah, 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 line 3, paragraph 2, word 4 says the, so therefore you must acquit. So let's jump back into this story that we've sort of interspersed throughout this first hour of the show, and that's the guy down in Virginia that posted a video of himself, what he calls disciplining his child and also teaching his son to defend himself.
The boy got whooped.
And I hate to use the term child to describe a 17-year-old, but that's the term used in the news article because legally the 17-year-old, according to the state of Virginia, or rather the Commonwealth of Virginia, is legally a child.
All 16 and 17-year-olds probably... I hate being in that category. It's ridiculous. They're driving. They're doing their own thing, and they're still children.
It should be noted that Virginia is also the state that prosecuted a 16-year-old for possession of child porn because he was sexting pictures of himself to his girlfriend, and the child porn photos that he had were pictures of himself. but they charged him as an adult because in Virginia they could do that. So it's that nice little thing to where you're both an adult and a child at the same time. You're Schrodinger's adolescent, I guess.
Right, right. Those are the magic
years. So I guess in this whole thing, I mean, so we have a dad who, for whatever reason, decides to box with his son, whether it's just to get hits on Facebook or whether it's to truly teach his son a lesson. I don't know. But
I think it's both.
But I guess I'm just wondering, well, first of all, what became of it? What was the end result? Was his son taken from him? Was he charged with a crime?
So that's what the story came out April 29th, which was about a week ago. That's when the video was posted, and the first paragraph says that the father is under investigation. The son has been removed from the home.
By children services, who are a bunch of lowlifes in their own element.
After the boxing match ends, the video shows Sellers wiping blood from his face, or rather Sellers' son wiping blood from his face. Let me know. Tell your teachers you're sorry, the father says. According to Sellers, he busted his son's lip and gave him a bloody nose, but the injuries weren't long-lasting. The caption Sellers posted with the video on Facebook reads, "Blessings come in all forms, and mine's come in the form of a great young man to have as a son. I feel I would be the worst disappointment to him if I did not do my best to deter him from choices in life that I have seen lead to destruction. The world now has given us platforms to reach out and show our efforts. A lot of people were hurt by this video, and that was not the purpose. I did it to show what has been working for me." On Friday afternoon, that being this past Friday, Fox 5 reporter Alexandra Limon reported that Sellers' son had been removed from the father's house pending an investigation. Sellers turned himself in to police in Prince William's County on Friday morning. He faces charges including domestic assault and battery. He was released from jail on Friday on $5,000 unsecured bond. On Thursday night, he told Fox 5, if given the chance to give his opinion, his son would say he didn't want to be punished for making the video. Your thoughts on this or anything else, 855-450-FREE. And we're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.